From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. We're staying home tonight to watch TV. Ever vigilant journalists tuned into Jay Leno's show because that's where Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to announce his political plans in the recall and possible replacement election for California's governor. The filing deadline to get in the race is Saturday, but that could change. There are several lawsuits challenging aspects of the recall. The recall is not the only item on the October ballot. There's also one of California's famous initiatives. This is Proposition 54, also known as the Racial Privacy Initiative. It aims to change California's constitution and stop the state asking the color or national origin of anyone involved in public education or contracting or employment. The man behind the RPI is the University of California Regent Ward Connerly. He's best known as the leader of Proposition 209, which ended affirmative action as a factor in enrollment at California colleges and universities. He's here with us. Mr. Connerly, why are you pushing this present initiative?
I think that there is nothing that is more dividing of the American people than to ask them, who are your ancestors, and to aggregate data on the basis of that. In California, where our people marry across these traditional lines of race and ethnicity, it is becoming increasingly difficult to even look at someone and determine what their race is. And so I believe that with our evolving demographics in California, it's time for us to confront whether it's legitimate for the government to inquire about and to divide the people of this state along lines of race.
Well, it's true that racial classification has been a tool of oppression in the past, but now the state would say it's gathering this data in order to help make sure that people are not discriminated against. It's trying to help people.
If that's the case, and I'm sure, by the way, that there are those back in the South during the 1950s and 60s who would say that their system of racial categorization was also designed to help. But if that's the case, if we truly are trying to help people, then I think that the government has an obligation to define race. What is it? Who are the races? Give us the characteristics of the races. Because discrimination comes in many forms, and there are different people within these different groups who do not suffer discrimination, who are not racially profiled, and the groups themselves, which we have arbitrarily determined, are very, very imprecise.
But isn't it useful for some people? You know, the conservative social critic James Q. Wilson, who's no friend of big state government, says that you have a good goal here, but getting rid of this data is not a good idea.
Well, that does not make the argument any less valid. James Q. Wilson can also be wrong, and he is wrong on this one. This is not a matter of conservative ideology or liberal ideology. In fact, it has been the liberals over our time who have been most resistant to trying to suggest that there are biological races, that race is real rather than a social political construction. But I think that the very idea of saying that someone should check a box presumes that there are different races. And I think that we instill this notion that people have certain biological traits on the basis of race. We get very, very close to this bell curve kind of stuff that I think most of us ought to resent.
Mr. Connerly, you've talked about those boxes. When you check a box, do you check African American?
No, I do not. I do not check the boxes. If I check anything at all, it would be none of your business where the other is.
Well, still, you're widely described, let us say, as an African American. Yes?
Yes, but that is my point. It does not give you the right. Nothing gives you the right, whomever is doing that description, to tell me who my ancestors are. It is inappropriate. It is immoral to try to tell someone what their ancestry is. And this is the system that Proposition 54 is designed to dismantle.
All right, sir, but you do seem to have angered many African Americans with this initiative. They seem especially upset with it, and upset with you, because indeed you are, at least partly in your heritage, African-American.
Wouldn't you find it insulting to say that the American people are supposed to march in lockstep with other people who are of their kind, people who happen to be identified with them in some measure, people that they've never met, but by reason of their skin color, they're supposed to be in lockstep with them ideologically. Isn't that insulting? Isn't that what profiling is about? Isn't that, in fact, what prejudice and stereotyping is? That has no place in our country. It just has no place. And the fact that I anger them, that's not my problem. That's their problem. If they are so narrow-minded that they're going to try to hold me accountable just because we have the same amount of melanin content, that's a sad commentary.
Mr. Connerly, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're quite welcome.
Ward Connerly, a Republican and California businessman. He's the author of the Racial Privacy Initiative.